Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Worth praising with exuberance. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1:5-6. If there is anything the book of Revelation reveals, it is that God is worthy to be praised. Amidst the imagery and action as God's plan is fulfilled, the language of praise and worship bursts forth with exuberance. Even in his greetings to the churches, John cannot help but add a note of praise. H.A. Ironside explains the reason why. Walk with H.A. Ironside, a Canadian-born traveling preacher and prolific commentator in the 1900s. John's heart was full and could hold back no longer. Adoration and praise were the spontaneous result of Christ's person and offices as prophet, priest, and king. Then John heralds the glad news of his coming again. He is going to return not as a babe, born of woman, but as the glorified one descending from heaven. John speaks for all the church when he cries with rapture, "So shall it be. Amen." He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He created all things. He will wind up all things and will bring in the new heavens and the new earth. He is and was and is the coming one. May our hearts be occupied with him and his return be ever for us the blessed hope. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 8.
The Book of Revelation, chapter 1. The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the Word of God, and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us, and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
What better way to begin a month of praise than to sing Charles Wesley's great hymn, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace, my gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Glory to God and praise and love be now and ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven."
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. change the world.